The Target by Catherine Coulter. My thanks to Alex McClure, Esquire, for her intrepid assistance on the workings of the federal justice system. To Dr. Anton Pagani, who has the instincts, the patience, a light touch. In other words, he's got the right stuff. Let's keep on cooking. Prologue. He saw the man clearly, tall, with dark clothes, a stark figure against the misty gray sky. He was walking into the big granite building, ugly and flat-looking, with scores of windows that didn't look out over much except if you were up high. Then, suddenly, he was behind the man, just over his shoulder, keeping pace with him, watching him take the elevator to the 19th floor. He was nearly beside him as he walked down the long corridor and opened the door to a large office. A smiling receptionist greeted him, laughing at something he said. He watched the man greet two other people, a young man and a young woman, both well-dressed, both obviously subordinate to him. He went into a large office with the man, saw a United States flag, a huge desk with its computer on top, the built-in bookshelves behind him, the windows beside him. He punched up the computer. Then he was right behind the man. He could have reached out and helped him put on the long black robe. He watched him fasten the two clips closed. The man opened a door and walked into a big room, the look on his face somber, becoming cold, all the earlier humor wiped clean. There was a buzz. It stopped abruptly when he came into the room. Then the place went deathly silent. Suddenly the room began to spin. Faces blurred into one another. The very air of the room turned dark and darker still. And then the great main doors burst open and three men slammed into the room. They were carrying guns, assault guns like Russian AK-47s. They were shooting, people were screaming, blood was spewing everywhere.